Hello and welcome. This little file is called Spring Fever, and it will give you a trigger that will make you incredibly aroused during the first few warm days this year. Maybe the first 5 or 10 days, depending on the weather, depending how many real spring days you have. But every one of those you will become incredibly horny and incredibly aroused. There are of course safeties that the arousal will recede to the back of your mind if you have to function. So for your work, or if you drive a car, or if you're meeting people. And it will also only work for this year, so that you are safe. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you are at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach, and you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I am there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you, and you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening? Every time I write a number and the wave erases it, you feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more. As if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper
and I write the number 7 into the sand. And you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed. So sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open. As the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep into a relaxing and comfortable sleep, and you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand, and the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. You see the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice as you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look at this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern. You realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange, It's not just the sound you hear. You feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time for a new trigger. And this trigger will only work this spring, because this trigger will give you the spring fever, and it will trigger you during the first few warm days this year. You know, the first days when you can wear just a t-shirt, when it's nicely warm outside, and you know how good it feels when it's finally getting warm. This year it's going to be a little bit more, because you are going to get spring fever. You will find that the good weather will make you incredibly horny, incredibly sexual, incredibly aroused. That's right. This year, you will have intense spring fever. And of course, I want you to enjoy it, and I want you to be safe. So you will find that whenever you have to function, whenever you're with people where you have to hide it, it will be easy to hide it. It will be incredibly easy to just push it to the back of your mind, to just forget about it as long as you have to function. But you know, as soon as you have the time, the privacy to enjoy it,
soon as you can enjoy it and you feel the warm sun on your body, you will feel the spring fever. You will feel the arousal building inside you, the sexual desire, the need. And maybe you experience the sexual desires anyway. It's the first warm day. It's the first time people aren't packed in after they were for months and months on end. And you can see the bodies around you, and you have the sun, and you're in good mood, and you get aroused. And I'm sure it's something you already experienced. But this year, it will just be the trigger of the spring fever. And you will find that this arousal will grow inside of you. This desire, this need, this heat will just grow inside of you. Will grow stronger and stronger. And anytime you see anyone attractive, you will find that these effects will just grow incredibly stronger each and every time you see anyone attractive. That's right. You will feel it. You will experience it. You will feel it growing stronger and stronger. And it will stay with you for the entire day. And will happen the first 5 or 10 warm days. And when it happens, when you feel the spring fever, it will just grow. It will just grow the entire day. Stay with you. And you know that if you have to function, it will easily fade to the back of your mind. But even there, it will continue to grow and grow. And as soon as you're out of the situation where you have to function, as soon as you're out of work, out of the meeting with the family, out of those things where you have to hide it, you will feel it. You will feel it incredibly strong. And even while you're in there, you will always be able to function. But you might, if you have the time, you might feel it. You might feel it if it doesn't distract you. The lust, the desire, the need that is building in the back of your mind, even when you have to function, even when it recedes there, it's still growing. The good weather, the sun, the joy, people in light clothing, all those things will have an immense effect on you. And you will feel it. You will feel the spring fever growing inside of you. For the rest of the day, it will just continue to grow. It will just stay with you. And will happen for the first 5 to 10 warm days this year. It depends a little bit on you and on your local weather and how many really nice spring days you have. And you will experience it. You will experience the spring fever. You will feel it. You will enjoy the day. Enjoy the sun, the warmth, and then you will realize what's happening to you, that you're getting the spring fever. You will feel the lust, the arousal building inside of you. And maybe you don't even realize that you're getting the spring fever, because it's something normal. The sun is shining. People are lightly dressed. Maybe you see someone really attractive, and the lust is just building inside of you. But it won't stop. It will continue to grow and grow and grow inside of you. Because you have the spring fever and you will feel it, this lust, this desire, this heat and need growing inside of you. Becoming stronger and stronger with every hour, every minute, even every second that passes. It will just continue to grow inside of you for the rest of the day. That's right. And of course, once the day is over, once you go to bed, once you sleep, all the effects will simply fade away, will simply vanish from your mind, leaving you back in your normal state. Of course, if the next day is a warm day again, you will experience it all over again. You will experience the spring fever again. You will feel it growing inside of you. You will feel the lust growing inside of you, the desire, the need, the heat building inside of you with every moment that passes. With every moment you enjoy the warmth, the sun, the beautiful weather, you will just become more and more aroused, more and more horny, more and more desperate, because you have the spring fever and you will feel this lust flowing through your body. Flowing through your body more and more, growing inside of you,
making you more and more aroused. That's right. Of course, it's completely up to you what you're going to do with the arousal. That part I leave to you. But you will find that the first few days that are really warm, you will experience a spring fever. You will experience the lust growing inside of you. This arousal, this need, this sexual heat just growing inside of you the entire day, becoming more and more and more. And you know you are always safe, and it will always recede in the back of your mind when you have to function. Be it to be safe, like when you're driving, or be it when you're at work or with your family. Whenever you have to function, the lust will recede to the back of your mind, so you're always safe. But you know, even if it recedes to the back of your mind, it will continue to grow, become stronger and stronger. And once you have the privacy, this need, this heat, this sexual desire will be back. And now it's time to wake up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 0, go a little bit deeper. Feel all my suggestions sinking deeply into your mind. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and would like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.